Okay, Morei Rabotai, we're beginning Simin Kuf Gimel in Yeridaya, which are the dinim of Nosein Tam Lefgam. The Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah has a machlokas hatanoim about whether Nosein Tam Lefgam is mutter or aser, and lahalacha we paskin that Nosein Tam Lefgam is mutter. We also paskin that Nosein Tam Lefgam doesn't have to be a yucky taste. Nosein Tam Lefgam is even if the taste is somewhat not as good as it could have been, that still is Nosein Tam Lefgam. The raya from that is because the paradigmatic case of Nosein Tam Lefgam is a Kederish Eina Bas Yoma. Kederish Eina Bas Yoma, the flavor is not going to be yucky, it just won't be as good as it would have been otherwise. Now, Lechore, once we have this Hagdara, I was just thinking a teeny bit this morning, so maybe the whole question that we began with our stainless steel that we spent a lot of time on, maybe there's nothing, maybe the pshat is a taco would be a teeny bit better. Right? Maybe if the kedera, right, was if I didn't have the flavor in of the noodles from, I didn't have the flavor of the meat from more than 24 hours ago, maybe my noodles would taste a teeny bit better. I don't know. Like, how much taste do you need? Nosein Tam Lefgam, la halacha, is only a teeny bit of pigam. It's entirely possible that there would be a teeny bit of pigam nonetheless. It's just what I was thinking about this morning. Again, it could be that because I didn't exercise this morning, I wasn't thinking clearly, but this is just what I was thinking about.
Even though it's stainless steel.
So, stainless steel works, there's no tam. That's right. What we gave a share about before. And I'm not so convinced of that. The fact that I don't taste it might not be proof positive, because it could be that there is still some tiny bit of difference in the tam. I'm just not sure. I don't know.
You're saying all of the chemical tests that we did just didn't detect that little...
Right, perhaps.
Wait a second. The chemical tests say there's a tiny, 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 tiny amount.
Yeah, right, the fact that there's a tiny amount may be... That tiny amount also has some adverse effect on, the final product, perhaps. But all we're saying is that any tiny change in the flavor is going to be called Nosein Tam Lefgam. As long as it's not as geschmack as it could have been. Right. So again, I'm not sure about this. And like I mentioned, I'm not thinking particularly clearly today, but this is just the first nekuda.
But that shouldn't aser b'diavad. That should only aser lechachila.
Nachon.
So even Ben Yoma.
Well, again, Meg, you're saying that the var by Ben Yoma, that I don't taste anything, is still correct.
This isn't
although,
help me apply the din of, this isn't help me paskin like Rav Chaim Avadya.
Right, right. Okay, that's a fair point, although...
I mean, sorry, this doesn't help me paskin like... Wait a second.
This doesn't help... In other words, if it's a kedera b'diavad, if I cook in a kedera ben yomo that is stainless steel, right, so we're saying that we still don't have tam, although I think this entire halacha seems to indicate that our definition of tam is much less than we thought it was. I know that the Rashba tells us, at the beginning of Tzadiches, that tam means... even something that is detectable by a regular person. You don't need an expert, right? But it could be that regular people can detect like a tiny bit more geschmackness. I'm not sure. I'm just thinking aloud. I don't know. Let's get to the chase. The chase over here is as follows. There's a big machlokes harishonim about how Nosein Tam Lefgam works. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Vav derives Nosein Tam Lefgam from the din of Lagera Sheb Bisharecha Titnena Ba'achala, right? Omachar Lanachri, that Nevela HaRe'uya Lager is Kari Nevela, Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager is not Kari Nevela. Right? If the Nevela is not something that you would give as a gift, so to speak, to the Ger, a Ger you're not going to give a Givaldic a gift to it. It doesn't have to be a chaticha haruyla hiskaved, but to the ger you'd give him something, right? Take this, right? But if it's ain't a ruyla ger, if it's something that is so inferior, you wouldn't even give it to a ger, so that's not called nevela. And from here we derive the dinim of nosin tam lefgam. So nishela et hasha ela. One second, like, what's going on here? The veil she'en ru'uya leger, the pshat is that I have like a carcass, and the carcass is mamish azaf ashtunk in the carcass, that you're not even going to give it to a ger. But how can you derive from there nosin tan lufgam, especially since we pass it, nosin tan lufgam is just a slight change in the taste to make it slightly inferior, no? So how can you derive that from the veilash in realiger that the item itself is nifgam entirely? So that's a kasha that all the Rishonim ask. And there are two basic mahalchim, although with a wrinkle there is a third mahalach, va'afarei shetzichati. The basic mahalach is the Rashba. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis on page Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So the Rashba says that be'etzem there are tzvei dinim. There's one din of the be'en, and the be'en only is called nosein lefgam when it's mamish eina re'uya, when it is in ganzen fashtunken. And that's actually not bad, right? When it's totally disgusting, that's when the be'en becomes pugum. But for the tam itself, it becomes pugum when it's less than that. Tam is a different din than the be'en. That's the way the Rashba says it. Consequently, according to the Rashba, the din of nosin tam lefgam, that it's mutter, even with a teeny bit of changing of the taste to make it worse, that's only true when you have rov heter. But if you have rov iser, and because it's rov iser, it's ki'il, the iser is be'en, so then you have to operate on track number one, which is the din that you need real in the ru'uya l'ger. That's the halacha understood by the Rashba. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba. And these, by the way, are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Beis. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba. And the Ran says that there's really one din of Nevela She'ena Re'uya L'ger. And that din is basically a way of saying that the Torah doesn't want me to get Hana'ah from an Isser. If I eat the Isser Be'en, and it's disgusting, I'm not getting Hana'ah from the Isser. When I have Nosin Tam Lefagam, even though the Pagam is a teeny bit Pagum, but still I'm not getting Hana'ah from the Isser. And Kol Zman, I don't get Hana'ah from the Isser, so there is no din of, there's no Isser that's formulated. Right? So there's a Machlokes Rashban and Ran about Lolom Desu Nosin Tam Lefagam. For the Rashba, nosin tan lufgam is predicated on bittul. If you don't have bittul, so then it has to be pugum, mamish, and gansen. Whereas for the Ran, nosin tan lufgam is not based on bittul at all. Nosin tan lufgam is just a razzle-dazzle way of saying that the Isser is only when I get hana'ah from the Isser. That's Machlokes Rashba and Ran. Yes, sir.
Is there any sort of nafgamina between these explanations?
Oh, don't. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right, we're giving shir today, no?
Well, at the end of the day, we say that
it's not
we are totally
right. We're gonna talk about it. Gotta give me a minute. Now, Rabbi Sabolovsky once noted that l'cha'ira, the Ran's definition, that the Isser by Ma'achalos Asuros is fundamentally an Isser of Hana'ah, is really found in the Gemara in Bava Kama, right? Yeshiva's learning Bava Kama this year. So Gemara in Bava Kama speaks about Shani Mis'asek B'chalavim V'arayas Shekei Nehena, right? Which means that the nature of the Isser might be Hana'ah. Chalavim, which might be a reference to Macholos Asuros. Macholos Asuros are Asur because you get Hana'ah from it. That's the way the Ran is saying it. If there's no hana'a from it, it's mutter. Now, Ben was asking, are there nafkaminas? So yeah, the answer is there are a bunch of nafkaminas. And let's go through these nafkaminas pretty quickly. Nafkamina number one is in Se'if Beis. There is a shita that if the kamus increases because of the iser that was added, even though the flavor is now worse, but nonetheless it's going to be osir. Now that mahalach makes perfect sense within Ran world, because according to the Ran, my heter of nosin tan lufgam is based on hana'a. But when I talk about hana'a, I have to look at hana'a broadly, which is that hana'a might not only be that the flavor is more geshmak. Sometimes you could talk about what we'd call, like in Hilchos Brachos, hana'as me'ov, rather than hana'as grono. Right? The fact that it fills me up more, and maybe that could overcome the fact that the flavor is not as good. No? If you're really hungry, you're going to eat food that does not taste as geshmak to fill you up. So according to the Ran, I understand why that din would be osir. Whereas according to the Rashba, we could argue that the fact that there's an increase in the kamos, the fact that I'm eating more, doesn't change this halacha. Because ultimately the din is that if it doesn't taste good, it's mutter. Right? Nosin tam of gam is a halacha, that it's mutter. So lemaisa, it's mutter. The Rashba seems to be saying that tam, right, is a new din. Just going back to the Reb Chaim that we spoke about at the very beginning in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, maybe if you want you could count this as nafkamina number two, but this is like very global. The Reb Chaim had a question as to whether Tam Ke'ikar is a new din or whether Tam Ke'ikar is ki'il, the original Isser remains. Right, we spoke about Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about that. Is tam ke'ikar, like there's particles of the ikar, or not? L'chayra, that's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran, no? The Ran is saying that's all the same din. And the din is, if I get hana'a, it's asr. If I don't get hana'a, it's mutter. The Rashba is saying that, no, there's two dinim. There's the item itself. For the item itself, in order to be mutter, it has to be mamish saruach. But the tam is a different din, and tam, as long as it is slightly different, slightly affected to the worse, it's going to be mutar. So l'cha'ora, that's a conceptual nafgamina number two. Let's go on to number three. Reb Fivel Cohen, Badei HaShulchan, page 192, going over to 193. Reb Fivel Tainas, he picks up that there's a Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah in Perakei of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah, I believe, Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes that it's considered Nosin Tam Lufgam whether the Tam is bad or even if the Reyach is bad. Right? Sometimes you could add something to a food and it makes the food smell shrekloch, geferloch, and terrible. Or it makes the food smell worse. But the taste of the food, kishala atzmo, could be unbelievable. And if I'd be able to hold my nose and eat it, I'd say, wow, this stuff is really awesome. Now, one could argue that according to the Ran, in this situation, it should be mutter, because I really don't get hana'a from the food. However, according to the Rashba, right, we could say that, listen, the din of tam is a din of tam, and in this case, the tam is improved, it's more geshmak, it's better. So for the Rashba, we could tell that's going to be osir. Now, Reb Fivel Cohen on page 192-193 tries to deflect this. He says that everybody knows that there is a connection between the olfactory sense and the sense of taste. No? That when a person... I think this is a Dover Yodua. That, like, if you hold your nose, it does not taste as good. If you go to a restaurant, I think they add certain they'll put certain things on the food, even though it doesn't really make any difference in the taste, because it makes it smell better, and therefore you'll spend more money on the food. No? Is that true? I'm assuming it's true. I'm making it up right now, but I'm assuming it's true, and, right, yeah, I'm sure you can find the answer on Google. But the basic idea is that, says Reb Feivel, one could argue that according to the Rashba, I don't judge taste as a din of taste kishala atzmo, but when I talk about taste, I'm really talking about the eating experience. And the eating experience is going to be hurt by the fact that this thing tastes worse because of the bad smell. No? That's sort of, right? So we could argue that even within the Rashba, the din would be correct. Let's give you another nafgamina. Another nafgamina. So here, Rabbi Eliyav, in his Sefer, points out that let's say I have a davar ma'os. If I have a davar ma'os, in Siman Kuf Dalet Se'if Gimel. So I couldn't find it, because if it was in Kuf Gimel. Devarim ha-ma'usim, shenau shoshonim katsa bahem, kinemolim uzavuvim v'yitushim. Let's say I have bugs. So the question is, if I have the bugs in the food, do I by definition assume that this food is nice and tam lefgama? Right? You have an ant that falls in the food. You remove the ant. If you don't remove the ant, it's obviously treif, because, right, it's a beria, it's usser, but you remove it. So do I have to worry that maybe the ant contributed good flavor to the food? Right? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's going to be mutter. It says the Taz and Eisbav, the Maharshal and the Bach are paskin lahachmir, meaning that we're choshesh, that the flavor of the food is improved because of the bug. Now one could argue that this question also relates to the Machlokes, Rashba, and the Ran. According to the Ran, that I judge Hana'a in general, one could argue that Lamaisa, right, I'm getting Hana'a from it, or Lamaisa, I'm not getting Hana'a. So we would say, hey, Lamaisa, you don't get any Hana'a from yucky taste, from not yucky tasting, but from food that you know has bug flavor in it, there's zero hana'ah. But according to the Rashba, we could judge tam kishala atmo. If I judge tam kishala atmo, so then I would say, hey, maybe the bug, maybe the ant, made the food taste better. Right? Now this is l'cha'ora, the same nafgamina, or very similar mahalach as the smell that the Badei HaShulchan noted. And once the Badei HaShulchan deflected the raya from smell, that according to the Rashba, I don't just judge the flavor kishala atzmo, but I look at the entire eating experience, so we could deflect this raya as well, no? But even according to the Rashba, if I know that there was a bug in it, just like according to the Ran was saying, oh, you know there's a bug, therefore there's no hana'a, right? Because, yeah, so what if it tastes more gishmak, but the issue is hana'a, there's no hana'a from bugs, I could say the same thing in the Rashba, no? Perhaps. So, that's another potential nafgamina with a deflection. Another nafgamina, and this one actually might work, is found in the Prima Gadim and the Mishpatzel Zohav Os Aleph. The Prima Gadim Tainas, that there's a machlokas in Taisus and Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vov, and in Orach Chaim Siman Tuf Mem Zayin, that whether Nosin Tan Lufgam is going to be mutter by Chometz. There's also time of gamut by chametz for Pesach. Now, what's that nafgamina? According to the Rashba, that the din of nosing tan lufgam is predicated on bitul berov. So we're going to say that since chametz is never going to be batal, so they can't be a heter of nosin tan lufgam. Whereas according to the Ran, that the din of nosin tan lufgam is simply a din that there is zero hana'a, so we could say by chametz for Pesach as well, since there is zero hana'a, it's going to be mutter. Now let's go a little bit slowly. I mentioned that there are two shitos, bi'ikaron, but there's a third shita that is like a wrinkle, but it's still worth noting as a third shita, and that's the shita of the ra'ah. On Daf Yutes, in the Rashba, so the Rashba says that nais and tam lefgam is a different din than the vela ru'uya. Comes along the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba. The Ra'ah on the Bedek HaBayis asks, well, the Rashba himself is bothered by Yakasha of Kedera She'ina Bas Yaima. Right, by Kedera She'ina Bas Yaima, do I assume, how could it be mutter? How could Kedera She'ina Bas Yoma be mutter? We pass in that Bakula Misharinon, that were choshesh, the entire contents of the pack goes out. The entire contents of the pack goes out. Maybe there is no rive. Right? So the Rashba answered, no, it's a din of tam. And because it's a din of tam, that's why it is going to be mutter. Says the Ra'ah, you get an impression from the Rashba that the Rashba holds that the flavor inside the Dofne HaKedera is still a shefach. And that's why the Rashba is bothered by the Kasha. However, the Ra'ah himself says that the flavor inside the Dofne HaKedera is already lefagam. It already tastes bad. Now, according to the Ra'ah, the lumdus of nosin tan lefgam is basically a way of saying that the flavor, at least nosin tan lefgam kalape kalim, is a way of saying, listen, it's already nevela she'ina ru'uya leger when it's inside the keli. And that's why it's going to be mutter. Just like if it's a piece of meat that is saruach, it's going to be mutter. When I have nevela she'ina ru'uya leger that's now embedded in the dofne hakli, that's also going to be mutter. That's what the Ra'ah says. We pointed out already in our youth that there's an afgamina between the Rashba and the Ra'ah in terms of the din that the Dogam Erevava brought up. If you remember, we're supposed to be mag iloi ba'achar kach matbilo, right? You do hagalas kelim followed by tevila, because if not, it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. But the Dogam Erevava tain is if it's no sintan lefgan, zikteve she'in lebas yoma, so then it's not considered a sheretz. We wanted to argue that maybe this depends on Machlokas Rashba and Ra'ah, right? That according to the Ra'ah, that it is already pogom in the Dofne HaKli, so then maybe it is not going to be a Sheretz, whereas according to the Rashba, perhaps it is a Sheretz. That's what we wanted to suggest in our youth. But maybe another Nafgamina, Rav Shechter has in the Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon on page 140, perhaps another nafgamina between the Rashba and the Ra'ah might be the case that we were discussing a minute ago. We wanted to say that there's Machlokes Rashba and Ran with respect to Chametz bePesach. Is Nosin Tan Lufgam a heter by Chametz bePesach? The Ra'ah might give us a wrinkle on this Shita. And the Ra'ah might say, you know what, there's two different types of Nosin Tan Lufgam, and maybe Lo Re'izeh Ker Izeh. The nosin tan lufgam, when a be'en of chametz falls in, so then the Ra'ah would say, hey, you know what, that's also based on bittul, I can't be mevatalet. However, the nosin tan lufgam in the daifnei ha-kedera, when it's a keli she'eno bas yoma on Pesach, so we could say that's mamish nevela serucha. If it's mamish nevela serucha, if Shechter says, perhaps the halacha would be that it's going to be mutter even on Pesach, no? This is a shalom that comes up all the time, the way Rav Shechter always says it. According to the Ra'ah,
if it's a kli.
If it's a kli.
Yeah.
Right, the Ra'ah, again, is mechalek between the nosin tan lufgam embedded in the keli, and the nosin tanuf gam of the be'en. Right, of the be'en, it's based on bittul, but when it's embedded in the keli, so it's considered nevela she'ena re'uya. If it's already considered nevela she'ena re'uya, I need another minute and a half or so. If it's already considered nevela she'ena re'uya, so then we could argue that maybe it's going to be mutter on Pesach. Right? This is the famous shayla that always comes up, that the husband is making an omelet on Pesach, and the husband ends up pulling out the chametz stick spatula to make the... It's only the husband who's going to do this. The wife would never make this mistake. And does that make everything treif? No? That's not the time of the Gemara Pesach. Well, Rav Shechter would say, perhaps, even according to this sheet, the Nosan Lufgam is based on Bittol, but Kol Zeh is the Nosan Tan Lufgam of a Be'en. The Nosan Tan Lufgam of Balua Bedofne HaKli is really like Nevela She'ena Re'uya. It lost the shame Isser entirely. That's another possible Nafgamina between these Shitos. If you look in the beginning of the Mishpatzel Sivkatan Aleph, he presents another possible nevela, another possible nafgamina with respect to Yitushim, etc., which is very similar to what we were bringing up in Kuf Dalet, Se'if Gimel. And I want to talk about one last nafgamina, which is a famous shita of the Chavistas here in Sivkatan Aleph. The Chavistas Tainas, that there are two dinim in Judaism. There's one din of nevela she'ena re'uya lager, and there's another din of shelo kederech achilaso. Shelo kederech achilaso means that I'm eating it in an unusual way. Nevela she'ena re'uya lager is the pshat that the food is damaged, ruined. And l'cha'ora has far no sense that these two dinim are very similar. They're just phrased in different ways. I phrase it from the gavra, I phrase it from the cheftza. That's the pashtus. However, the chavistas says that no. Fundamentally, these two dinim are really different. The din of nevela she'ena re'uya liger is a din that once the food becomes yucky garbage, so then that can't be changed back. However, the din of shalai kederech achila can be changed back. And the Chavistas argues that if it's irev l'tocho davar mar, if the food kishala atzmo is good, but I add an ingredient to it that makes it taste bad, so then b'kahai gavna, it's going to be shalai kederech achila, and then you can change it. Then you can change it back, right? This is nogei alamaisa in many food items, that there is something that tastes bad, that's irev l'tocho davar mar, that would be considered shalai kederech achila. Then you bring it back, like denatured alcohol or something, right? Something comes from, it's Pesach or it's treif. So in cases like that, that would be nogei alamaisa. L'cha'ora, the Ra'ah is saying something very similar to what the Rashba says. But maybe what we should do is for tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem, read this Chavistas. I meant the Chavistas is saying something very similar to the Rashba. There's two different dinim. Let's read this Chavistas for tomorrow. Simen Kuf Gimel Sifkat and Aleph. It's a very important Chavistas. And we'll try to plug it into the Machlokas, Rashba, and Ra'ah, and we should all have a wonderful and blessed day, and a memorial day where we eat hamburgers. Amen.